Why was Donald Trump doing a presser with reporters on the tarmac in Morristown, New Jersey? Well, it's because it's the closest airport to Bedminster, New Jersey, his golf course. Donald Trump has been on his golf course over the weekend, and to break this down, I have contributor Chris Mowry. He loves you, you love him. Check this out.
The Trump administration has really been struggling lately. Donald Trump seems frustrated, annoyed. He's taking loss after loss after loss. And some of these losses are more funny. We laugh at the popcorn. Elon Musk is starting a new political party as the big, beautiful breakup, as some people are calling it, gets even worse. We're going to talk about some of that. But a lot of these losses are also costing lives, right? As we see, you know, what's going on in Texas and Donald Trump's essentially failed response to it. We still don't know, or at least I'm not clear where Donald Trump was this weekend. We had Kristi Noem get up on a stage and say, oh, Trump's thinking of you. And I thought to myself, where the hell is the president of the United States? So we're going to get into a couple of these things really quickly, though. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and truly from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against what I call MAGA media, or this Republican media machine, a lot of what lost us the 2024 election. And so if you want to be a part of something, we're trying to grow here, uplifting Gen Z voices moving into 2026 and 2028. If you want to join the community, all you have to do is click subscribe. All right, let's get into this. Now, before I get into Donald Trump's potential whereabouts this weekend and how often he's spending on the golf course, today he got off of Air Force One and was asked about some of what's been going on in Texas. And what I was hoping to hear from Trump was him take a little bit of accountability, or say, we're looking into what potentially went wrong here. Because there are families searching for missing children right now. They deserve some sort of leadership. And this is what we heard from Trump.
Are you investigating whether some of the cuts to the federal government left key vacancies at the National Weather Service or in the emergency coordination?
No, they did not.
They did. I'll tell you, if you look at that, what a situation that all is, and that was really the Biden setup. That was not our setup, but I wouldn't blame Biden for it either. I would just say this is a 100-year catastrophe, and it's just so horrible to watch.
I'm planning to visit Texas.
That's literally him blaming Biden. He said he blamed Biden, and then, like, I guess tried to make it sound better by being like, I wouldn't blame him for that, but I'm blaming him for that. And it's like, any normal leader or somebody with any type of leadership qualities, even if they were under the belief, for example, in this situation, that cuts at the National Weather Service didn't cause this catastrophe, which, again, cuts at the National Weather Service, the NOAA, across federal government, experts have been warning that things like this are going to happen. Now we're going to have worse forecasting times. We're not going to be able to warn people as quickly. There's a lot of vacancies at a lot of these offices, et cetera. Even if you were under the belief that that didn't cause it, maybe a response like, well, our current assessment is no, but we're looking into it. I would like to get answers for these families. But again, that's the most you can say about people who have lost their children, lost their loved ones, searching for their children, lost their communities. It like sends shivers down my spine. It makes me want to scream. It's atrocious. And so while Donald Trump is doing this around, you know, oh, it wasn't my fault, it wasn't my fault, Elon Musk announced that he's forming a new America party to break from Donald Trump, announcing that he's going to start this third party to, you know, essentially combat what he sees as all this ridiculous spending in Washington. Musk's feud with Trump may impact Republican 2026 election chances. The dispute between Republican President Donald Trump and his main campaign financer Elon Musk took another fractious turn on Saturday when the space and automotive billionaire announced the formation of a new political party, saying Trump's, quote, big, beautiful tax bill would bankrupt America. Quote, today the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom. So because of the bill that Donald Trump passed, this, quote, big, beautiful bill that is so unpopular, Elon Musk says, okay, it's time, I'm done with this. And again, you start to get into some more of Donald Trump's problems. He's golfing all the time. People are asking for answers. He passed his big, beautiful bill, and they're not even trying to spin it at this point that it's good. They're just straight lying about it. Trump's just saying, oh, there's no tax on Social Security anymore. It's like, that's just a lie. He's just lying about things. They're not even trying to spin it. That's how bad it is. And we look at the realities of his bill as he runs on this idea of fiscal responsibility. Biden's spending was out of control. I'm going to start paying off the debt, as he said many times, when in reality, This bill is going to hurt, very much hurt, the future of the American economy. President Donald Trump's tax cut and spending bill, which passed Congress on Thursday, averts the near-term prospect of a U.S. government default, but makes America's long-term debt problems even worse. So something that a lot of people aren't talking about here was that lawmakers raised the U.S. government's $36.1 trillion borrowing limit that it was projected to hit later this summer by $5 trillion, a move that will assuage concerns over a possible default on U.S. debt. Long-term, however, the bill has largely been seen as bad news for the U.S. bond market and the nation's fiscal health. It will add $3.4 trillion with a T to the nation's debt over the next decade, nonpartisan analysts have estimated. And obviously, we have talked extensively about, you know, increasing these tax cuts, but we're taking people off their health insurance, cutting SNAP benefits, food benefits, getting rid of environmental regulations. It's a terrible bill. BlackRock warned on Monday that foreign buyers were already souring on American debt. There was a real risk that demand for the $500 billion in debt the U.S. issues every week will fall even more and push borrowing costs higher. And so Donald Trump is dealing with the serious negatives of his bill that is unpopular. It's a terrible bill, unpopular enough that Elon Musk says, I'm done. I'm forming a new party. And so you wrap all of this, and today they're moving the goalposts again on tariffs. Scott Bessent warns that tariffs will boomerang back August 1st. Tariffs will revert back to their April 2nd rates on August 1st for countries that fail to nail down new trade deals with the United States, Scott Bessent said Sunday, just 3 days before the Trump administration's initial July 9th deadline for tariffs to return. The Trump administration apparently will be sending out letters to 100 smaller countries saying that if you don't move things along, then on August 1st, you will boomerang back to your April 2nd level. They just moved the goalposts. They said the deadline was July 9th. Now it's August 1st. Because remember this whole like 90 deals in 90 days, we have no deals. There's practically no deals. So tariffs are collapsing. Elon Musk really turning on him now, which could spell huge trouble for Republicans in 2026. His tax bill for the nation's fiscal health is awful, but also from a popularity standpoint is terrible. I mean, Republicans don't like it. Democrats don't like it. When Fox News polls are showing it at a disapproval rating of 60%, you know you're in trouble. And all of this, as he seems to just be golfing all the time, hiding away from the American public. Here's an article from today. Trump slammed for hiding on golf course as Texas flood death toll rises to 70 and 11 girls missing. Again, if you've been personally affected by this, I'm so truly, truly, truly sorry. President Donald Trump has been slammed for allegedly hitting the golf course again after 70 people, including 28 children, were killed in flash floods in Texas. The president often spends a significant amount of time at some of his most famous golf clubs, such as Trump International, blah, 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 blah. We don't care. And he left Bedminster, New Jersey, where one of his favorite courses is located, at 5 p.m. on Sunday. As I record this video, it's about 7 p.m. on Sunday. It comes as rescuers are continuing to scour through mangled trees and debris along the swollen Guadalupe River in an increasingly bleak mission to locate survivors. And so a lot of the questions now that are coming is, where was Donald Trump this weekend, right? I made a video on this channel talking about Kristi Noem's press conference, and something that hit me pretty hard is, why is Kristi Noem telling us, oh, I've been on the phone with Trump, he wanted me to let you know that he's, you know, sending his condolences? It's like, where's the president of the United States? And so I logged onto True Social and I showed that at that time he was posting montages of himself. This was on Friday, Saturday, posting montages of himself saying, happy 4th of July weekend to ICE. My big, beautiful bill is the best. And so my understanding now that he's left Bedminster is Donald Trump was playing golf this weekend. Donald Trump has reportedly spent 22.5% of his time in office on the golf course. It's all he does is golf, and people are pissed, sharing their anger on Twitter. Another person said, tragic news coming from Texas this morning. 43 bodies recovered from the flash flood, 15 of which are children, and they haven't stopped searching. While all this was happening, Trump was dancing on a balcony at the White House, which was earlier this week, and is now playing golf. Just tragic. Just absolutely tragic. So we'll see how this continues for Trump's poll numbers. We have to keep speaking out about all of this atrocious garbage, make sure people are aware, especially in this time of so much misinformation and this very powerful, what I call MAGA media machine, this Republican media that just pushes out so many lies all the time. And that's why I will say again, if you want to join this community, this growing community, we're trying to lift up Gen Z voices and general values that are opposite to Trump. All you have to do is subscribe to join this community. It would mean a lot. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you so much. I'm going to let you go here. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.